The methods described and ideas expressed during this program have proven the impossible to be possible. At any rate, any action taken based on this information as discussed during the program, well, I'm sorry, that's strictly at your own risk.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, yeah, rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Not even death. Not even putting someone 6 feet under is enough to contain or otherwise subside the hate that some people have, that many people have in their hearts,
mm-hmm,
for those whose opinions are different than theirs. But more importantly, I'm talking about right now is President Trump. Do you know that the House Democrats have introduced a bill to prevent President Trump from being buried in Arlington National Cemetery?
I did know this. And by the way, knowing the history of Arlington National Cemetery, I'm not really surprised by it, because Arlington National Cemetery actually used to be property that was owned by Robert E. Lee, and it was confiscated by federal troops during the Civil War. And during the Civil War is when they started to turn it into a cemetery. And after the war was over, Robert E. Lee's family tried to get that plot of land back, and the government said, no, 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 we don't like you, so you don't get this plot of land back. That's how Arlington Cemetery came to be.
Oh, well, then
it was done out of spite in the first place.
Then it's very fitting.
Yes.
But this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. So basically, this bill, and of course it's introduced by House Democrats, because there's nothing bipartisan going on.
No.
In Congress.
There is no uniting of this country. There is no effort to unite this country at anywhere in the political spectrum. There's nothing going on anywhere in Washington, D.C. designed to unite people of opposite parties.
I have no idea why we have a legislative branch, because President Biden is basically running the entire show, both the executive,
right,
and the legislative branch.
Well, because he's doing everything by fiat. He's just writing the laws.
Which is no substitution. Even the New York Times,
mm-hmm,
even the New York Times can recognize the fact that all of these executive orders,
mm-hmm,
which is to the extreme,
right,
is no substitute for legislation, especially bipartisan legislation,
right,
which the president in his inauguration address said that unity was so important.
Right.
But who are we unifying here?
No one. No one. There's no unity going on.
So anyway, this bill is called No Glory for Hate Act. So now we have a group of Democrats in the House,
right,
who are deciding for nearly half the country. All right, maybe not half the country, but at least 80 million Americans.
About half.
That the president of the United States of America, that they supported.
Yeah.
That they have supported hate, that he represents hate,
mm-hmm,
and therefore does not deserve any honor whatsoever. This goes beyond the pale. But, I mean, what else do you expect from a party that time and time again they've supported the killing of the unborn,
yeah,
especially those that voted against giving medical care to a child that is born in a botched abortion? I mean, how much heartless can you be? I mean, this shouldn't surprise us, but it just is sickening.
But see, this gets to the point here that the left has decided not just that Donald Trump's policies are wrong, but that Donald Trump himself is evil. And if Donald Trump is evil, then you are justified in doing anything possible to eliminate evil. It's called noble cause corruption. They believe they have a noble cause, fighting evil, Donald Trump's evil. So noble cause corruption means you're allowed to do corrupt things in the name of fighting evil. It's a logical fallacy. It leads you down a path of evil behavior. For one, you know, doesn't matter who it is who's dead, denigrating the dead on purpose is, you know, come on now. How can you justify that and say that that's a good thing?
You know, Rush Limbaugh often said, I know we're going to be talking and honoring Rush Limbaugh a little bit later on in the show, but Limbaugh used to say that those on the left are living rent-free in their, I mean, he is living
Donald rent, Trump's living
no, no,
rent-free.
No, Rush Limbaugh
oh,
said
Rush
that
Limbaugh,
he was living rent-free mm-hmm. in the left's minds.
He
I
was.
Mean, and the same is true. In very similar respects
Absolutely.
About President Trump. Like Nancy Pelosi today. I mean, she mentioned President Trump's name mm-hmm. in her weekly press conference, which I don't know what goes on during that weekly press conference because Congress isn't doing anything.
Right.
But that's another discussion altogether. But then she said...
W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Yeah. So then she said... She mentioned President Trump's name and then she said, oh, wait a minute. Did I say his name? I mean, it's like they are obsessed.
Like
they,
he's Voldemort? You can't say the...
I don't know.
The Orange Lord, you can't say his name?
But see, YouTube, for example, uh-huh. has already suspended his YouTube account.
Twitter's banned him for life. He's never allowed back on Twitter.
So apparently, this is Greg Kelly on Newsmax,
uh-huh.
did an interview with President Trump.
Right.
And President Trump told Greg Kelly of Newsmax that Rush Limbaugh mm-hmm. thought we won the election. We did win the election. It was disgraceful what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, YouTube said, you can't have that.
Right.
That is absolutely inappropriate
right.
content.
The former president's opinion is now inappropriate.
So now they took down mm-hmm. the interview that Greg Kelly from Newsmax had with the former president of the United States,
right.
where he was simply giving his opinion.
Right. Now, his opinion may be right, his opinion may be wrong, but it's his opinion.
But in America, that used to be okay.
Right. It used to be okay to be incorrect. And now, what's weird is, it's now not okay to be politically incorrect. Which means you have yeah. to be factually incorrect sometimes in order to be correct.
But we are in a completely different universe today than mm-hmm. the one that we grew up in where there was partisanship.
We're in a completely different universe than just 15 years ago.
It's not partisanship anymore. It's
no.
polarization.
It is.
It's where you take someone whose opinion that you disagree with,
uh-huh.
and instead of offering counter positions
right.
to outthink them or out to persuade them.
That's not it. You're not doing that anymore.
What they do now is they try to make that other person with whom they disagree
mm-hmm.
as being dishonest
right.
or evil.
Evil. See, that's the real thing. Again, they're not going after the ideas.
No.
They're if they ever try and go after the ideas, they misrepresent what the idea actually is. They call it racism, they call it sexism, something else. They don't that's a straw man argument. But then they often go after the messenger and not the message, and that's the problem.
Exactly. Like Joy Behar of mm-hmm. The View, she said that Rush Limbaugh
mm-hmm.
was not authentic, that he spewed prejudices and lies for the, quote, almighty dollar, and that so much money has been thrown at folks like Rush, Ann Coulter, President Trump. These are people that she thought were okay, that were likable before they got involved in politics or political opinion that was different than hers.
So Joy Behar makes no money off of her own political opinions? Just asking. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, the number of people filing for first-time unemployment rose again last week to 861,000. It's the second straight week of increases in the number of people who are now out of work. But the economic damage is mostly coming from states with Democrats as governor. For example, Illinois and California both saw increases in the number of people filing for unemployment last week, while states like Texas and Georgia saw decreases.
Yeah, okay, Democrat governors.
Right.
But we've got to look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. on day one of President Biden's, mm-hmm. I was going to say President Obama, I might as well, but nevertheless.
You could call him President O'Biden.
Yeah, I could. There you go. But here's the thing. On his first day in office, he killed off an estimated 52,000 American jobs with the Keystone Pipeline.
That's a conservative estimate. I've seen estimates higher, about 70,000. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the South Carolina House passed a bill this week that will prohibit most abortions in that state after a heartbeat is detected in the fetus. The bill has already passed the Senate, and Governor Henry McMaster has said he will sign it into law. The law would not punish women who get an unlawful abortion, but would punish those who provide the unlawful abortions. There are similar laws in other states, but so far, all of them are currently tied up in the courts.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one is headed to the Supreme Court as well.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. We've got technology now.
Yes, that was not available in 1970.
That basically identifies the fact this is a human life, a viable human life.
You've got a heartbeat, you got brain waves. That's a living human being.
And killing it is murder.
Absolutely. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of people are still without power tonight from Texas through Alabama. A week's worth of winter storms has knocked down power lines in the south, but some of the problems also came from power generating equipment in Texas freezing up. Rolling blackouts have been instituted in Texas, Louisiana, and other parts of the south in an effort to keep the power grid itself from getting overloaded.
You know, Governor Abbott said what happened in Texas was completely unacceptable.
And avoidable. We're going to get into that a little bit more in the show, coming up in Digging Deep. But right now, we're heading to the American Mamas. Stick around.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, where your privacy is important to us. And we won't tell anyone you're listening.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit Travel Suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to America Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Kamala Harris is running the White House.
What makes you say that? Because I heard yesterday Joe Biden gave a great speech talking about how he doesn't think that we should pay for college loans of $50,000. Well, he only wants to pay off $10,000 of people's college debt. And he was making that sound like that was his idea and his decision. He was the man in charge.
I don't think he has any idea what he's saying. I've said it before. He is as surprised to hear what he is saying, what he is reading off of the teleprompter as those of us who are listening. And here's the other part. It's just like he said he did not get the COVID vaccine before he entered office. No, he had one of the shots in December. He had the second one in January. Both were before he was inaugurated.
So he just forgot about them?
You tell me.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. This is what you get when you don't have the integrity of the elections that are necessary for people to have confidence in the outcome. You get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Right.
And that's the reason that so many people aren't ready to accept either of them as the president and the vice president of the United States. Look at Michigan and why there aren't people calling for an investigation. Michigan removed 177,000 voters from their voter rolls after they certified that Biden had won by 154,000 votes. So
in other words, removed more people off the voter rolls than was the difference between Biden and Trump in that election.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, there's so much fraud in Michigan. And I know there's probably folks out there that would love to censor exactly what we're talking about here. Because, look, they did that to President Trump, right?
Right.
They took that video down off of YouTube where he told Greg Kelly that Rush Limbaugh thought the election had been stolen.
Right.
And here we are. We're talking about, I mean, but how can you not look at this and go, even if you are a diehard, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris fan.
Mm-hmm. And there's got to be dozens of them.
How can you not look at this and go, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. You mean my candidate won by 154,000 votes, but yet you removed 177,000 voters who didn't belong there. I mean, just for your own sense of comfort, your candidate was actually elected. It doesn't matter, though, to those folks.
Wouldn't you really like to know?
It just doesn't matter to them, apparently.
Apparently not. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, I'm sad at the passing of Rush Limbaugh, but I'm angry and bitter about the responses from those evil hearts on the left. They are dancing on his grave, and he's not even buried yet.
Oh, good golly molly. Let's ask our American mamas.
Hey, And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Denise Arthur. Yeah, I guess y'all aren't really running anywhere still. Still stuck in with all the snow and ice, yeah? Terry and Denise, we got you guys?
Huh, you have a bat.
Oh, there we are. There we are. So sorry. We got you now. What were you saying, Denise?
About a bath.
Something about a bath.
I'm saying I can't go anywhere because I can't have a bath or wash my hair because we have no water.
Yeah.
I think half of Shreveport doesn't have water.
I would say more than
we're
half.
Good. We're blessed. We're still blessed, okay?
Okay, so you guys have seen a lot of these responses, celebrities and non-celebrities alike on the left, literally... celebrating the death of Rush Limbaugh, and even worse than that, I think the changing the letters RIP from rest in peace to
that's
really
gonna be
vile
really,
things.
Yeah. Rest in
rest in P.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? It's not just them. It's not just Hollywood and the lyrics. It's not just those people. It's like people you know. Like, I literally had to get on my Facebook and just I'd had enough because and all I said was, look, if politics has driven you to this, you might need to do some soul searching. I mean, seriously, on every level. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of loss in my life, and that's one of the things I said in my post. And there have been a lot of people that I know that have passed away. They weren't my favorite people, but you know what? They were somebody's loved one. They were somebody's brother, somebody's husband, somebody's daddy, somebody's grandson. I mean, what is wrong with people? What is wrong that makes you think that spitting out that kind of vile is okay? I mean, you're talking about where he's winding up, where you need to check yourself and worry about how you're going to get into heaven.
Yeah. It's because they've gotten away with it for 4 years. Not only have they gotten away with it, but sadly, it's kind of been cheered on by the celebrities that they look up to and they idolize, by sports figures that say horrible things. I'm actually so disappointed, like Denise is, and not only those blue checkmark Twitter people that we're so used to using the vile and disgusting kind of rhetoric, but of people that I know that are saying things or are retweeting things like a Yale law professor said, I wouldn't say I was happy that Rush Limbaugh died. .. It's more like euphoria. And I think, my gosh, if that was my husband, if that was my child, if that was my dad, if that was anybody that I loved. And so I go back to, is this the party who says they want unity? Is this the tolerant?
Exactly. I don't want to interrupt you, Terry. I know people don't realize how hard it is for us when we're not together. But, you know, atop of the Yale professor, right down the street where our children go to school at Louisiana Tech, the same thing. We had a professor say, Rush Limbaugh is dead. And I was taught that if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, then you should just point out that they were a massive piece of whatever. So seriously, it's all the way in. These are people that are teaching our children. And I get it. People are upset with Rush over things that he said 30 years ago, the whole AIDS thing, the whole that. And then, you know, Elton John wound up singing at his wedding. I mean, people change. Right. That's just the cancel culture. They will not forgive and forget and move on. And he apologized profusely and wished. He said it was one of his biggest regrets that he ever did that program. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you don't speak ill of the dead. Period. I don't care who they are and who you are. You just don't do it.
And then I go back to what you and I have talked about, Denise, where when you leave this world, you want to leave this world with the people who know you and love you saying, you know what? She showed me love. She showed me grace. She was a constant friend. And I look at that with my Facebook page. I go back to it because there's a lot of things that I want to post myself to these people who are being so vile and so cruel. Even when people post things just disparaging about all of us, do you know how hard it is for me to sit on my finger so that I'll get on my keyboard and type what I think and try to remind them that they're the ones that are not getting the truth? And it's y'all who have said, Terry, you have to remember that's not your fight. Your fight is to continue telling your truth in love and be an example. And let people learn from that rather than just getting on there and trigger, you know, getting that trigger from them. I've had to learn that because right now it's really hard for me not to get on there and type what I think of these people who are being so cruel and so disgusting. And they're
You have to ignore them, Terry, and you have to let them go. And I know we're out of time, but here's the thing. The very people that hated Rush Limbaugh for the very same reason that people like us, that he gave a voice to and made us understand that it's okay to speak out. What they don't understand is the anger that they had toward him gave them the same energy to speak out. So stop and think about that for a second.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio or facebook.com/AmericanMamas. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep, so stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
The heat is on. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Powers, Louis Saar, Avalone.
Just name me one, just one, just one act that this administration has taken that has improved the welfare of the average American. Of any American.
Okay, so one act done by this administration that has improved the welfare of any American. I don't have one. I don't have it. I can't name it.
I mean, it's just turned all the way upside down. I mean, listen to this. Mexico's health ministry says they have 2 million cases of the Wuhan or the China virus.
Well, I've never heard of this China virus because I'm not allowed to say China virus.
Well,
you mean COVID-19?
Believe me, it's where it came from.
Okay.
But here's the thing. This is Mexico's health ministry. Okay. Mm-hmm. These aren't made up numbers or, projections. Their health ministry reports they have detected over 2 million cases of the China virus in Mexico. And instead of our president working to strengthen our borders during an international pandemic that Democrat governors and Republican governors, to be fair, maybe not to the extent that the Democrat governors did, have locked down our communities.
Destroyed our way of life in many ways.
Why would you allow? Why would you allow this unfettered access or this infiltration into the United States when there are 2 million cases of the Wuhan virus in Mexico, and you basically are just opening the floodgates?
Because you're virtue signaling to Democrat campaign donors. That's why. That's the only reason. You're virtue signaling to the far left, the uber rich, to Jeff Bezos, to Tim Cook. You're telling them, I'm one of you guys. Give me more money.
But it's completely illogical when you're over here preaching that we need to wear 4 and 5 and 10 masks at a time, that we can't get within 30 feet of one another, that we can't go sit in a restaurant, we can't even go to church.
Right.
And yet you just open up the floodgates to 2 million folks who have the China virus. They say, come on in.
So far, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Well, it has been a huge mess in Texas, really across most of the South, but I want to focus on Texas. There's a lot of finger-pointing going around right now with this winter storm, and there's actually multiple winter storms that came through. Windmills froze. They couldn't generate electricity, and the mainstream media quickly put out articles saying it wasn't the windmills' problems. It was a problem from natural gas. Let me read you the headline. ABC News, quote, Texas blackouts fuel false claims about renewable energy. New York Times, quote, no, wind farms aren't the main cause of the Texas blackouts. And MSNBC, this one's laughable. Quote, Texas power disaster may be strongest case yet for renewable energy.
Okay, see, here's a great example. Uh-huh. Because I think what this whole disaster of energy in Texas has shown is that, sure, you want to do wind, you want to do solar, that's fine.
Right.
But you've got to have all of the fossil fuels ready to go in an instant. So there's some compromise. But see, in America,
you actually have to build two electrical grid generating systems. You have to build the one that looks good, and then you have to build the one that works good.
Well, see, okay. And if folks want to vote for that and pay for that, great. But see, this is an example of where in America, where polarization has gripped our country,
right,
there's no room for compromise. So you're either for this green energy,
right,
or you're not. There's not a middle position where you say, well, we need some fossil fuel,
right,
and we need some environmental energy.
So here's
alternatives.
Here's what's going on this week. And I went and I dug deep into the numbers. And I just want to base this on actual data, all right?
Kind of like fracking.
Right.
I mean, you dug deep.
I dug deep. Wind is now about 25% of Texas's energy generating capacity. That's a big deal. It wasn't that way just a few years ago.
Wait 25%. A minute. How much? 25%
of what Texas could generate is the potential
and those,
of wind.
Those windmill farms are where?
Mostly in North Texas and in the Panhandle.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Okay.
But wind is unreliable. Wind is most unreliable from a meteorological standpoint during extreme heat and extreme cold events. That's because the one thing that extreme heat and extreme cold have in common is high pressure centers, and there's no wind in the middle of a high pressure system.
Okay.
All right. So this week, when the winter storm began, snow and ice began to accumulate on the blades of the windmills in North and West Texas. This made them stop working. They went offline, and I went and looked up the data at EIA.gov, U.S. Energy Information Agency. Anybody can go do this. It's the government's own data. Just before the winter storm hit, on Valentine's Day, wind was producing 9,100 megawatts of electricity per hour, okay? About 15% of Texas's total energy production at that time. Then when the storm hit, wind generation decreased to 649 megawatts per hour, down from 9,000 to less than 1,000. 15% of Texas's energy production, down to 1% of Texas's energy production, okay?
Wow.
Solar also went to zero because it was nighttime. So in the middle of this crisis, we had almost no renewable energy. At the same time, the energy needs of the state increased because a lot of Texas homes don't have natural gas as they're heating. They have electricity as they're heating, all right?
Well, and I think all of this left, what, about 3 million homes without power for days?
Yes. So the mainstream media was blaming the problem on natural gas. And nuclear, by the way, this nuclear went off. There was one nuclear plant near Houston that went offline because the valve froze. That took Texas's nuclear energy from about 5,000 megawatts to about 3,750. They dropped about 1,250 megawatt hours offline, or about 1/6 of the drop in wind production. So nuclear wasn't the big problem. Wind's still the bigger problem. What about natural gas? ERCOT, that's the Electricity Reliability Council of Texas, the Texas Energy Grid Regulator. They were expecting natural gas to make up the decrease from wind generation, and then more so. On the morning of Valentine's Day, Texas was generating 30,942 megawatts per hour out of natural gas. That's more than three times what wind was producing. Then it rose to over 43,000 megawatts per hour.
All right, so what happened?
Well, then there started to be problems with the flow of natural gas through the state's pumping station. There are some pumping stations that failed due to the cold weather. Some infrastructure failed, and some generators that were supposed to come online failed to start up. But throughout the ice storm, and this is key, all week long, natural gas generation has been between 25,000 megawatts per hour and 35,000 megawatts per hour, about where it was when the ice storm began. And not one single natural gas generator that was on when the ice storm began went offline. They all continued to work.
It sounds like the state of Texas did not winterize any of their equipment, which is what a homeowner will do.
That's
right.
That's part of the problem.
It's just basic responsibility.
That's part of the problem.
I mean, what happened here? Whose responsibility was it to winterize the equipment?
Well, the owners of that equipment. But if you are a natural gas electricity producer and you're having to compete against wind and solar, which are heavily subsidized by the state, heavily subsidized.
So you're saying they cut back on maintenance because, to save costs.
So that they could compete in the financial marketplace because we're throwing so much money at unreliable electricity.
See, when you get government involved with all of these subsidies, you always pervert the outcome.
What's more is I looked at the previous month's energy generation in Texas. For the past 31 days, Texas has not asked its natural gas power plants to produce more than 30,000 megawatts per hour. Most of the time, they were below 20,000 megawatts per hour. So Texas's natural gas was producing more this week when the mainstream media is saying they failed. They were still producing more this week than they had at any time in the previous 31 days. And I actually looked back at the last year, that 43,000 peak they hit, that was more than they've done at any time in the past year. This wasn't a failure of natural gas. This is a failure of the entire system. Our grid today is more unreliable because we've been subsidizing unreliable generation sources.
And so many died, apparently. They had to bring in freezer trucks.
In Galveston.
I mean, that is it's awful. Sad.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, when I think back to the Trump administration and all of the promises that he made to so many.
And then kept.
It was remarkable.
Right.
I mean, it truly was remarkable. Well, Joe Biden, obviously, the Democrats, you know, they have so many special interest groups that they have to satisfy.
You can't keep them all. You can't make a promise to the green special interest group and say, we're going to, you know, solve all of this global warming thing, and make a special interest to the union groups and say, oh, I'm not going to end fracking, and be telling the truth to both those people. You can't do it.
Or to appeal to the feminist and at the same time express support for basically having transgender sports, which is going to kill off
female sports.
Female sports altogether.
Right.
Well, now the Iranians are upset with President Biden.
Oh, no.
Iranian Americans.
Okay.
They say that Biden broke his promise to bring Muslims into the United States. They said they were hoping the election of Joe Biden as president would mean their loved ones would be allowed to come into the country after what they expected would be Biden's reversal of Trump's policy to restrict travel from countries with links to terrorism, like Iran. Iran is considered to be a state sponsor of terrorism.
Well, they're the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism.
So, but so far, Biden hasn't opened up the floodgates.
You know what? He still has his pen. There's still time. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
This is an odd bright spot, because it's going to seem a little counterintuitive. But here's the bright spot. Teachers unions have overplayed their hands. That's the bright spot.
What was their hand to begin with?
The power and control that they have over education, especially during this pandemic. Many people on the left, for the first time ever, now see the danger that teachers unions pose to their own kids. And that's a bright spot. All right, there's an article on Medium.com from Rebecca Bodenheimer, PhD, and the title is Progressive Parents Rant About the Politics Surrounding School Reopening. Dr. Bodenheimer was pro-teachers union. Here's what she writes. Many of the parents I'm working with on this issue see themselves as progressive and have until now supported organized labor and unions. I myself went to the picket line for Oakland teachers 2 years ago. But it's so clear to us that teachers' unions are dead wrong on this issue, and that their interests are diametrically opposed to what's best for our kids. This is a very leftist person, actually picketed with teachers, even though she's not one.
Yeah, but you also have elected officials who are seeing that the power of these unions, not
That's
just
exactly
parents.
Right. Lightfoot.
Lori Lightfoot out of Chicago.
The city of San Francisco is suing its own school district because the school district's caving to the union. Now, Joe Biden's still caving to the union, and their other governors are still caving to the unions. But the point is, more and more Democrats are picking up on us. And then she put something in this article that really drives the point home. There's a map showing the percentages of schools that are open by state. There are 12 states where 80 to 100% of the schools are open. Only 12. All 12 of them voted for Donald Trump twice. They're deeply red states. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi included.
Because I think in these blue states, what you have are government officials who have appeased these teachers' unions literally for decades.
The politicians get paid by the teachers' unions in campaign donations, right?
Sure.
The teachers' unions get their money from teacher salaries,
forced a lot of time. Yes?
Sure.
So what they're doing is the campaign, the candidates are actually taking money from teachers by funneling it through the campaign. And then in order to help the union, they give the union sweetheart deals from the state. This is an incestuous relationship. All public unions are.
I think that's what Winston Churchill must have meant when he said appeasement is feeding the alligator, hoping that he eats you last.
And in this case, the politicians are getting fed by the very unions they feed. That's the problem. Okay, so there are another 10 states that have 60 to 80% of their schools open. Of those 10, only Georgia and Vermont voted for Biden. There are 5 states in the country that have less than 20% of their schools open. All 5 voted for Biden and Hillary. They are deeply blue states. Here's what she wrote. I can't explain how depressed and enraged it made me feel to see in these stark visual terms how my home state and the entire West Coast is failing its kids so miserably. I've never felt ashamed of California until now that its leaders care more about appeasing unions, one of the most powerful lobbies in the state, than about the well-being of kids. The party, the unions have overplayed their hand, and for the first time ever, people on the left are seeing the dangers of unions like teacher unions.
But I think you're talking about, when you say people, those are the parents in this instance.
The parents.
But see, I think the government officials who are in bed with the unions,
they don't see it.
For them, it doesn't affect them.
You're right. They don't see it. The government officials don't see it yet. Not all of them. Some, Lori Lightfoot, city of San Francisco, they're starting to see it. But the voters see it for the first time ever. And in order to fix a problem, you first have to admit that you have a problem.
That's why this is a bright spot.
That's why this is a bright spot. The unions have overplayed their hand, and for the first time ever, the left sees it. And now the left will be on the right side of trying to rein in the power of these public unions. That's good for America.
That's wonderful.
Coming up next, we got a moment of woe. Stick around.
If you're not listening in, you're missing out. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer.
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod. Ingenuity, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
They were outnumbered.
Ready.
Out-equipped.
Aim.
They had no chance of winning.
Fire.
But they had one huge advantage. General George Washington.
The fate of unborn millions will now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. We have to resolve to conquer or die.
Just as the leadership of one man helped form a nation, today leadership can transform the world. Leadership is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis Saar Avalone.
I guess New York City is coming to you, wherever you may be.
Because they're leaving New York City?
No, actually. You remember, I don't remember how many years ago it was, where they wanted to limit the sizes of sodas that, or Cokes, as we call
it here in
the South.
Yeah, this was
Mayor Bloomberg.
Mayor Bloomberg. He limited the 32 ounce and higher 64, the big gulps. It was the big gulp law where you couldn't order a large soda anymore.
So for the rest of the country, they were like, that's New York City.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crazy.
If I want a 64 ounce or 128 ounce soft drink.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
I'm going to get it because it's America.
It's America, baby.
Well, now, apparently, Coca-Cola is introducing smaller bottles of Coke, or Coca-Cola, their Coca-Cola products, to fight climate change. So these are going to be smaller, recycled bottles. Because, you know, you could get a 20-ounce drink, right?
Right.
And it runs about, generally a couple of bucks from the convenience store.
Somewhere between $1.50 and $2.50.
So now, Coca-Cola says, look, we've got to combat greenhouse gas emissions somehow.
Okay.
So we're going to make a smaller bottle. It's going to be about 13 or so ounces.
That makes no sense because you actually end up with more bottle per volume soda.
They say they use less plastic. It's a convenient, they call now a sippable portion.
Somebody's got to say whoa.
When I say whoa,
Well, even though Jeopardy host Alex Trebek passed away last year, his ability to help others is living on. You see, as the host of America's most watched game show in American history, Trebek was able to develop quite a wardrobe. Now other people are going to look good in his wardrobe. His family donated 14 suits, 300 neckties, 15 belts, 58 dress shirts, 25 polo shirts, 14 sweaters, 9 pairs of dress suits, 9 sport coats, 2 parkas, and 3 pairs of dress slacks to the Doe Fund. The Doe Fund will help give those clothes to people, homeless people, who are going out for job interviews so they can look good and get a chance to get back in the workforce.
That is awesome.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.